I'm just talking to you, but we'll see each other after church. Amen. I also want to do one more person I'd like to recognize who has been, I've only met, how long ago have we met? Been about a few months, right? She is very supportive of our ministry, and every time I have called on her to be a part of our events, she's always come through. She is a native of Wilmington, Delaware. She is the first woman and the first person of color which was elected to the 6th District, to the Wilmington City Council in 2012. Please put your hands together for Sherry Dorsey Walker, please. And I personally appreciate that you have supported us, and I thank you so much. At this time, we're going to watch a quick video. Vero can key that up, and then we'll get right into our word today. Amen.
Computer volume on the main, the blue button.
And the numbers wounded, it just was staggering to me. And we usually don't think about those kinds of things.
Yeah, turn it down.
But when we do, it's great to recognize and to realize these men that changed their lives to save the freedoms that we have in this country. Before I get started into the word, I just wanted to say a couple more acknowledgments. I want to acknowledge Elder Carvella, who helped me put this thing together, and her tireless work was amazing, and I thank her so much. You know, this week, and it's something that I'm going to instill in Harvest Christian Academy for a number of years, as long as I'm here. It's Veterans Appreciation Week, and it was such a great week. You know, the little kids made cards and letters and to take to the veterans. And then we had our honors, about, I think it was 14 students that we had, different people, students each day, that went to the Wilmington VA and volunteered their time to just say hello and give them a cup of coffee. So I want to say thank you to them. Get emotional every time I think about it, because there was a man there on Friday that stopped me and said that he thought that the young people forgot about them. And it was so powerful, and I teared up because I'm so passionate about this ministry.
Amen.
Veterans are very important, and we cannot forget them.
That's better. Amen. That's a little better.
Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to read from verses 13 to 26. Now it says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious.
We're going past 16.
Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Amen. You know, this particular message, I've always wanted to present this. And I never knew when the time was, but God spoke. Means to be a veteran. Folks, being a veteran means we know the experiences of getting off a bus, usually after traveling a long, mostly quiet ride to basic training, only to have the drill sergeants immediately get in our faces and begin yelling all these questions and orders at us. And at that moment, doubt rushes over you. What have I gotten myself into? If you were lucky, someone else breaks first. And you realize it is the instructors who are playing mind games. This was part of training where they broke you down to build you back up into something or someone stronger than you could ever be on your own. Family, everyone has this same opportunity throughout life with God. God gives us each free will to respond how we choose about everything life throws at us. Do we choose God's way or our way? Well, at basic training, I can tell you it was always better to go with the instructor's way. My friends, being a veteran means you learn to do something a certain way, like fold t-shirts or your undergarments in the perfect little four-inch squares. And you arranged everything into its own little individual pile, placed it into its own assigned location. And each and every time, habits that followed some of us into our civilian lives. Sounds
better now.
Yeah.
Which is so true, I still do it. Where our future wives or husbands helped us realize, they say it's referred to as OCD in the civilian community. However, this OCD comes in pretty handy when I come home because I'm still a military-trained creature of habit. If my neighbor needs to borrow anything, I can walk them through my apartment and guide them to where the item of need is located. Being a veteran means we are intimately aware of the power in things like attention to detail and following orders. For they may one day save our lives, whether figuratively or literally, in life or on a battlefield. We know where we keep things around us or on our person, where they can be located on our fellow soldier's person. If we or they are ever in need and cannot see or do for ourselves or themselves, we innately know where we are and what we need to do. My dear friends, God teaches us these things too. If we learn to look, listen, and follow when asked or called. When God called me to become a pastor, I was like, you sure you got the right guy?
Yeah, I figured it was empty. I've seen something different.
But, yes, it did. And I know it was a process. He didn't reveal everything to me in one place. That's how God is. Everything's already done. It just takes you to know who you are, for it to come to life. And it's funny how the things work. Pastor talked about when I was renting space from him, and he knew I was struggling. I didn't want to say I was, but he knew it. And he offered me to come in, and God looked at me. I couldn't see for the longest time. I kept pestering Elder, and finally we met, and the rest is history. I had envisioned this veterans ministry, and it's so far it is getting off the ground, but it's starting to bring it, help a lot of people in a lot of situations. So let me ask a question. Why do we often need someone yelling in our faces before we listen? For instance, to the whispers we know we hear from God. What does Pastor always say? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Family, answering the call to military service means a veteran knows that answer to that question. What wondrous love is this on so many different levels? Listen, just as God calls us to love everyone as veterans, despite serving in different branches of service and joking around about which branch is the superior, we know, respect, and love all the brothers and sisters who signed up with a promise to give up our lives to lead, follow, and protect one another, the oppressed, the downtrodden. Sound familiar? Wherever we have been called to serve, we've always lived off of those principles. Don't they sound like the principles of Jesus? Granted, sometimes our world leaders have been misguided at times, which led to misgivings about whether veterans should be thanked for their or our service. But in today's reading, the key word was freedom, which then led to the fruits of the Spirit. In Acts chapter 13, verse 39, it says, "Everyone who believes in him is set free from sin and guilt, something the law of Moses had no power to do." Family, I can tell you, from personal experience, from speaking with other veterans, from mostly the Gulf War era and older, glory, laud, and honor from others is not why most of us have served. Most of the soldiers and veterans with whom I have taken time to have conversations grew up in families or situations where they personally lived in or saw the effects of domestic violence and abuse. For example, when young men and women learned about these atrocities and they existed elsewhere, like the concentration camps, or in Africa where Lucy Awati Dabi and others live and struggle daily to survive, they were called to serve by the humanitarian mission side of our military branches. We're taught in the military that God is always first, country second. So when we are called on a humanitarian aid, the military answers. Family, those who were drawn to war with the fighting mentality were mostly from the eras of 9/11. Those who saw the devastation of the concentration camps. Those men and women who wanted to stop the extermination of masses of people who were doing nothing more than simply being or existing. God told us that was wrong through our mostly Christian upbringings. The best way, or in some cases, the only way, we thought we could help as 19 and 20-year-old kids was to serve in the military. Folks, some of us got to pick our military occupations. Some did not, especially those serving under the draft. I chose to enter the United States Army because I wanted to follow in my father's footsteps. My father was a 30-year veteran. God bless him. He is still alive at 87 years old. And I know Dad's watching. If you set it up for him today in his room, God bless you, Dad. I love you and thank you for all that you've done for me. So when I went in the Army, I went in on something they called the delayed entry program, which meant in 11th grade, my dad took me down to Philadelphia to the MEP station on Broad and Cherry Streets. Got my physical, got everything, and I signed a contract that said, once I graduated, I was theirs. And I left 3 days after my 18th birthday, Fort Benning, Georgia. I was an infantryman. I was an M2 Bradley operator. And then finally, I signed up and was in the 101st Airborne Air Assault Division. I wanted to be in the action. I thought I could make a difference. I was a sergeant in charge of a company of men. And I loved my job. But the best part was when I had the freedom to pray over my men, prisoners, my family, and myself. And not in a public manner, but silently between God and me. I don't know why God spared me, but I surely know now. To serve Him and our veterans, and I believe it was all God-driven. Here I am, stationed on the opposite side of the globe, in Kandahar, Afghanistan, where God wanted me to be. Tora Gahar, also known as the Black Mountains, was very precious to me. Not because of the fighting with the Taliban, but because I met God at the very peak of the mountain, where God and me would meet and have conversations and prayer. And I still have pictures of that spot on the mountain. And I could sit and take myself right back to those trusted and most profoundly moving moments with intimate conversations with God on that mountain. You see, family, God calls us and takes us wherever God knows we are, wanting, needing, and able to go deeper as individuals, teams, and humans. And my friend, sometimes it takes military service to get us into the mindset of loving and serving others. While for others already knowledgeable about Christ's love, it is the opportunity to leave our own shores, to have the opportunity to meet, love, and serve those we are drawn to show God's love. When we hear and see the opposite of God's love, grace, and salvation, we are being served, that draws us to the military service. Whatever the reason, I believe it is our collective mindset to love and serve. Everyone around us as our brothers and sisters. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Family, everyone, everywhere, deserves that love and welcoming embrace of God. And I pray that we can soldier through any of our differences to be able to grant all in the world who need this same saving grace. The love and service mindset of everyone having the right and freedom to serve amazing an abundance,
so it's not on camera
an abundance of love
it's
from
on
God.
Camera one.
It is one of the reasons I serve.
Can you zoom
and I am humbled to be one of God's warriors now. In the infantry, we have a two-word slogan. Follow me. In
so
combat,
out,
means to follow our fellow men to battle, to have each other's back. But when Jesus says this, it means we give up everything to follow him, and we will become children of God, spreading his word throughout your state, nation, and the world. We will pick up our cross daily and follow him. And my prayer for you today is just this. May we all in this country and the world to return to the mindset of lifting one another up rather than devaluing ourselves and those around us for what we lack. Folks, before COVID restrictions, as part of my Veterans Bible Study Group that I held at the Pearl Center where I live, we used to go into local schools once a month to speak with children about our experiences as a veteran. And one thing I learned was sometimes the most profound connections I made are not when I am speaking about what it means to be a veteran. Sometimes it's the background story of our veterans who talk more about abuse at home or being lost or having suicidal thoughts in their lifetime. But listen, some of the children, they would make the tiniest compliments and it made the veterans feel human again. That showed me that there was a connection in the eyes and faces of our veterans and children. And once that happened, it was my chance to give them a divine message to prayerfully and profoundly change the course of their lives. There was a reason we were led to those schools, whether for themselves or someone else who needed to hear that message of hope, love, and grace. It was my chance to teach them that no matter where we are, born or to whom, or what color of your skin, or whom we are called to love from within, we all bleed red and we all cry clear and salty tears from our joys and our pain. We all bleed the blood of Jesus. Family, it is up to us to embrace the vulnerable spaces and conversations that God calls us to be in. For those in need of God, we are called to be the warriors and veterans of God's love and mercy. We are veterans of spiritual warfare. And every day, wherever we are, this is the good news. Put on the armor of God. When you leave every morning, and when you get up in the morning, put it back on. It will protect you from all hurt, harm, and danger that the devil, who only wants to kill, steal, and destroy. The only way we can defend ourselves from him. In the same way, us veterans do the same thing. And we protect those so that we can keep the freedoms we have in this great nation we live in. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come to you now to be restored in you, to renew our place in you, our allegiance to you, and to receive from you all the grace and mercy we so desperately need this day. Loving Father, thank you for the gift of life. And for the freedom to love and worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I thank you so much for supporting the Veterans. Pastor Ray, I thank you for the ability to be able to do that. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Stanley. Thank you for that word from his perspective, from his heart.